Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Who's that lady?
Anna! The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Anna! The Rand McCoy!
Well, I want to welcome you to the show. This is your coach, Coach Anna McCoy. And I'm excited. You're listening to Woman Act Now Radio. And we're excited to have you today. We're going to be talking about what are others saying about me? What are others saying about you? Why does it really matter that we care what other people say? I'm going to speak from a different perspective, that not so much what others are saying about us, but how do we create the perception that we want others to say about us. So that's what you're in for today on Woman Act Now Radio with your host and co-host, Ms. Shauna Stolper, and we want to welcome you. We want to welcome you to the show. This is Coach Anna McCoy, and we're talking about what are others saying about me. The first thing that we're going to discuss today is words. What are words saying about me? From the time you were born, you were being shaped by words, words spoken. You are nothing more than a word spoken. You hear me? You are a word spoken. And as it relates to that, being a word spoken, we were spoken to from the moment we were born and while we were yet in our mother's womb. So that's where we're going to start when we talk about what are others saying about you. That's our topic for today. It's also coming out of the book, Woman Act Now, that I recently authored, and we are going through the book this entire year, so you'll be hearing a lot of the information from the book, What Do Others Say About Me? So the first thing that I want to share with you is a scripture from Isaiah 49, 1 and 2 that says, "The Lord has called me from the womb, from the matrix of my mother, he has made mention of my name. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver, he has hidden me." And again, that's Isaiah 49, 1 and 2. So that's what we're going to be talking about is what do others say about me? And that's chapter 7 of the book, Woman Act Now. You can always visit us at womanactnow.com for more information and consider joining the organization. If you found yourself in a tough place that you're stuck and you can't figure this out, you're trying to make it and take it to the next level, then you need to be a part of Woman Act Now. Consider starting a chapter in your community where you can encourage and empower other women to achieve their dreams and visions and ideas. So that's what this organization is all about, is holding each other accountable to the purpose, to the destiny, to the task, to the thing that we have been called to do. So we want to encourage you to become a member of Woman Act Now. So getting back to our subject matter, when I talked about Isaiah 49, 1 and 2, about being made, being fashioned, being formed in our mother's womb, I want to encourage you is that we are nothing more than words, words housed in flesh. And as we become adults, we begin to understand who we are based on what others have spoken about us. So we are going to examine our lives today as we talk, as we continue to talk about this subject matter. First of all, when I think about the roles that words play, remember the role that words play in our lives, they are simply communication vehicles. And in fact, these communication vehicles, in order for them to move, they must need words to fuel their ability to operate in our lives. And so when we think about that, words are really the fuel that will help us to continue to move forward in life. So I always encourage others to make sure that they're around people who can confirm their reality. I want to ask you this question. Who's confirming your reality? When we talk about what are others saying about me, or what do others say about me, this is not from a negative perspective about what are others saying. It is about what words are you allowing and hearing from other people that you're starting to embrace, that you begin to act upon, that you begin to live out, that you begin to model, that you begin to look like, you begin to act like, do like, all of those different things based on the words that's been spoken to you. So when we continue, I'm going to share with you some ideas as it relates to words, that they are fuel to the human soul. In addition to that, I'm going to take you to the point of understanding how incredibly unique you are, how incredibly creative God is in his makeup of how he's created you. So I'm really excited about this particular program today. And, again, you're listening to Coach Anna McCoy. Feel free to give us a call. In addition to that, I want to encourage you to visit our website at womanactnow.com. If you live in the Dallas area, we want to personally invite you to attend our Woman Act Now meeting. You can go to womanactnow.com and get all the information you need to be a part of that. If you are listening to us, you can listen to us live on Woman Act Now Radio, on Blog Talk Radio, as well as go to Ustream.com. You'll be able to see us live there in just a few minutes when my co-host joins us, Ms. Shauna Stallworth. And I'll give you more information on that. Again, our subject matter today is, what are others saying about you? So when we think about one of the things that I wrote in the book, and I want to read just a little bit because it was just such a powerful message when we talk about hearing words, is from page 104, we as humans are words housed in flesh. From the moment we develop the sense of hearing in our mother's womb, words are on a journey to influence us. A company in South Lake, Texas, called Window in the Womb, uses an advanced scanner that detects the yawns, stretches, and even smiles of developing babies and depicts them in 3D and 4D ultrasound images for their mothers to see. If an unborn baby responds within the womb in ways similar to human responses outside of the womb, I can only imagine the possibilities that exist inside the womb. An article by Sid Kirkheimer entitled Mom's Voice is Distinguished in the Womb, published in 2003 on WebMD.com, reports on this newfound phenomenon. Kirkheimer writes, while it's well established that a newborn recognizes its mother's voice and will change its behavior to hear it, new research suggests that preference actually may begin before birth. And what we mean by that preference, or that hearing, what you want to hear, the voice you want to hear, that begins before you are even born. So he continues by saying, researchers say full-term fetuses can not only recognize their mother's voices, but also distinguish them from those of other women and react when hearing them. So I'm telling you, our subject today is, what do others say about me? So even from the time you were born, while you were in your mother's womb, you were distinguishing the voice. You were distinguishing the voice, maybe not understanding the words, but you were definitely distinguishing the voice. So you were being trained to hear and to recognize. Not only does a baby, a fetus in the womb, begin to recognize their mother's voice, but they also distinguish them from those of other women and react when hearing them. The supporting research evaluated 60 fetuses in China. Lead researcher Barbara Kielzowski of Queen's University in Ontario, Canada, conducted the study with Chinese researchers. And I'm going to be through with this in just a second, but it's so important that you stay with me just listening to what the researchers, what's going on when we're talking about fetuses, unborn children in the womb responding to words, responding to sound, responding to the voice of their mother. The fetus gets excited when they hear their mother's voice. This is what the researchers have said. They get excited when they hear their mother's voice. It is something that they recognize and are aroused by. What this study shows is that babies had to recognize and distinguish between the two voices in order to respond differently. The experience before birth is influencing language development. Perhaps babies are being preconditioned to attend to the speech and language cues from their mothers. And it may be setting the baby up to develop to developing social relationships with its mother, which is important for an organism that can't take care of itself. And that facilitates attachment. From the womb, we continue through life trying to distinguish the right voices and deciding which ones we will believe for our own survival. Now, here's where I think it's really interesting. That even in the corporate environment, personality tests are often administered to us in hopes of revealing words that give others insight about us as well as enable them to judge our attitudes and our aptitudes. And so when we began to talk about what are others saying about me, I just wanted to establish that from the moment you were conceived in your mother's womb, while you were being knitted together, words were being spoken about you. Words were being created and formed to determine who you were. They were shaping your reality, shaping your existence. You remember I said that we're nothing more than words housed in flesh. We believe that we are, just people, but we're words. And I want to welcome my co-host to the show today, Ms. Shauna Stallworth. I want to invite you into this conversation about what do others say about me. Why? Because I am so excited, and I want to encourage you that you can watch us on Ustream.com, Ustream.tv. Thank you, Coach Anna.
Oh, thank you very much
for welcoming me to the show. Thank you very much. I'm so excited about this topic and what we're talking about today and the opportunity to be here to share with you and our listeners here on Blog Talk Radio. We want to encourage you to join us every Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. for Blog Talk Radio for The Real McCoy Show, where we'll be here coming to you live, sharing the principles from Coach Anna's new book, Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream. And if you're just tuning into the show, today we are talking about what do others say about me. For the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about key operating values and knowing yourself, and the ladies and all of our listeners have been writing their mission statements and their key operating values, so this is just right on point as we're moving through the book of Woman Act Now as we talk about today, what do others say about me? So, Coach Ann, I know you were sharing with the listeners a little bit from the book and as it relates to the principles in the book and what the principles that you were sharing. So just talk to us a little bit more about that, and then we can talk about it some more. And we want to share with you that if you have any questions, or you can join us live on Ustream.tv, and you can also call in to the Blog Talk Radio show, as well as listen to us at www.blogtalkradio.com. So if you have any questions, you can send them via chat, or you can certainly call in to that number that's on your screen. We'd love to talk to you. Well, Shauna, we were talking about what do others say about me. And let me tell you, what are others saying about me is so important that I've taken this time just to establish for individuals the importance of that, that even when we were born, we were in our mother's womb, that words were being spoken about us. And I always say we are nothing more than a word spoken. And that word, because we are people housed in flesh, we are merely made up of words, and words are the fuel to our soul. They're the things that get us up in the morning. They're the things that make us go to bed. They're the things that, the words that make us shut down and make us expand and explore and create. So when we're talking about what are others saying about us, we want to encourage you today that we're going to start to create the words. We've been talking and teaching the women of Woman Act Now how to create the creative law of I Am. And I gave the women on Monday a charge to take the alphabet A through Z and begin to create words that describe who they are. If you'll pass me my notebook over there, Shauna, okay. I am going to share with them, because I took the time to begin to think about who am I, who are you, Anna, what have you been created to do? What have you been created to do, the one below that? What have you been created? This is live, y'all. This is live radio. You know what I'm saying? Live, you streaming on Ustream, okay? So we can't act like we can't hide nothing. You just got to let it all go. So when we think about who am I, as we talk about what are others saying, I often say that when you can define who you are, you will begin to hear who you are, the reflection of who you are, come back to you from other people. You know, I was saying to someone, I think I was ministering, I had been a very busy travel schedule, was ministering to a group in Nashville, Tennessee, and I was saying, you know, I don't hear lies about me. And primarily because I don't lie about me. Mm-hmm. And they were like, huh? Well, I put words out that I want to have come back to me. I behave in such a way that will demonstrate what I want people to perceive about me. So as a result of that, I don't want you to be confused. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be integral. I'm going to be a woman of character, a woman of dependability, accountability, those types of things. And so ultimately what ends up happening, it ends up coming back to me, the words that I am, contributing to the excellence of other people, keeps coming back. I can't believe that you're willing to help me, keeps coming back. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I keep behaving, I keep creating the perception. Right. So when we talk about what are people saying about you? How are they communicating about you? I don't want you to get confused with the attitude that, you know, people are going to say anything they want to say about me. We're way past that. Mm-hmm. We're way past, you know, your people talking about you, trying to create a perception about you. Oh, no, honey, we're getting to you. Mm-hmm. We're getting to what are you creating so that others can speak well of you. What behavior are you carrying so that others can begin to communicate well and talk well about you? What are you creating? So that is what we are endeavoring to do for you, is to help you become a woman who will be accountable, who will create her I Am. Shauna asked me, are we on Blog Talk Radio? You're probably listening to us, but if you're there and you want to call in to the show, we currently are not. We don't see you as it relates to whether or not you're there, but we're going to get into that area so that we can see who may be online, who may have a question or participating by chat. We want to encourage you to stay with us. So let me go back to when I say, what are others talking about you? The assignment is create your own spiritual ABCs. And what I mean by that, that's your creative law of I Am, that you're going to begin to create who I am. And what I mean by the creative law of I Am is that you're the only individual who can speak and create I Am. See, the I Am is the creator, and all things that were created in him and by him. And that is what we mean by the I Am. We can create what we want when we begin to see ourselves as I Am rather than allowing others to say you are. When we begin to speak well of ourselves and communicate well of ourselves, then we will begin to see that reflection coming back to us. So the assignment is take the ABCs and create your own I Ams. For instance, for me, I said that I will be, for A, I'm approachable, I'm awesome, I'm accountable. Those are my I ams, and I can come up with a whole lot more. But see, these are nothing more than words, words that I am choosing to affiliate and associate myself with so that I can create my own I am. Even as I encourage you, for B, I have chosen brave, benevolent, beautiful, bold, all of those words that I can identify with, that I have chosen, that I want not just for me, but to come back from others. The reason why I say that, when I say that I'm brave, I'm benevolent, I'm beautiful, I'm bold, I'm going to behave in such a way that will demonstrate who I am so that when others speak about me, it's going to come back to me. Another one is character, considerate, concerned. Again, I'm going to behave in a way that creates a screen for others to see that they then can be reflected back to me and say what I am, what you are. Anna, you are compassionate. Anna, you are brave. Anna, you are beautiful. Anna, you are so strong, or you are brave or bold. Those words are going to come back to me because it will be the way I behave. It will be the way I behave. I'm dependable, deserving, eager, energetic, enthusiastic. I mean, I don't think there's anyone who knows me who could tell you that I was not enthusiastic, that I didn't have enthusiasm flowing up out of my hair strands. Do you hear what I'm saying, people? I mean, flowing up out of me. Why? Because it is who I am. It is the reflection that I want other people to see. So I want you to take a minute to think about who are you? What are you? Who do you want others to see you as? Begin to think of those things and begin to communicate to others and demonstrate in your actions who you are so that others can begin to communicate to you the way you perceive yourself to be. Too many of us are waiting for others to tell us and define who we are. And I'm saying not so. We're going to take the time to define, to distinguish, to become people who know who we are. And that's what we've been talking about this entire month in Woman Act Now, is really knowing ourselves, believing in who we are, all of those different things that will create the perception that we want other people to see in our lives. In addition to that, I want to share with you about words, how those words become so impactful that they cause us to be immovable. They cause us to give up on our dreams. They cause us to not think well of ourselves, you know. And when we think about words, one of the things that we want to think about is that equally as much as you have people in your life who are negative or speaking negative words to you, you need to align yourself with people who can speak positive words to you, who can begin to confirm your reality. One of the things that when I was early in my career, back in the day, y'all know what I'm talking about, back in the day, early in my career, during a training session, I was a sales manager, and you know, if you're a sales manager, you know what you got to do. You got to, you know, go out there with your people. You got to knock on doors with them. You got to keep them focused, all of those different things. And as a result of that, you also experience much of the rejection that they themselves might reject as well, you know, that rejection that others will also be impacted with. So one of the things that we used to do is take these new trainees out to go begin knocking on doors. They would be so excited about the opportunity. And as a result, we get out there and we start knocking on doors, and then, you know, people would just continue to say no, no, no. And at the end of the day, you know, that trainee begins to shrink. His body begins to shrink. Everything about that whole enthusiasm when we walked out the door, all of that begins to shrink. And as a result, we lost many, many people. Here's something that I wrote in the book. It's really interesting. It says, picture this scenario. This scenario which actually happened during a training session. One of my trainees entered the office of a doctor or attorney. Our primary clients at the time, with me following closely behind. Immediately, a shout came from the woman sitting behind the reception desk. No, you can't come in here. Didn't you see the sign on the door? No soliciting. Now, I know a lot of you, if you've been in sales, that you've probably heard this come from different individuals who have said this, and then slam, you hear that door, slam, that door came from behind. Salespeople must have a certain look about them that is easily detected by receptionist radars. You know, as soon as you walk in that office, all of a sudden, they are sizing you up. You don't even look like a client. You don't have anything similar to a client. And they have figured that you are indeed one of those individuals who are coming in here to try to sell us something. Well, as a result, here we are. We're on our way in here. And slam, her words were like a solid oak door slammed in our faces. We shuddered on the inside, offered brave smiles, and turned to leave. Even though I was the trainer, I still reacted in the same way as the new hire, though to a less detectable degree. You know, by now I was a pro at weathering rejection and quickly discarding any feelings of hurt or shame. Now, I want you to know this took years of experience, and I never quite mastered it, as my experience with the new hire showed. But walking away from the receptionist desk, I knew my trainee had just taken a big blow. Those words are powerful, powerful. Mm-hmm. All she says was, look, no.
But she said a whole lot more than that when she slammed the door.
I mean, just, you know, her words were like a big, solid oak door slamming in our face. That's, even though it didn't, it felt like it, I mean, just tremendously. And so, but this is what we feel, whether it's in this situation or it could be in another situation. It could be a spouse. It could be someone you're interested in. And you think you have read them well, and you speak a word, and that word is rejected, and it becomes one of those big oak doors slammed in your face. And so here we are. The receptionist's words hit her hard like a ton of bricks. She was visibly shaken. On our way out the door, I offered some reassurance. For every no, there's one yes waiting for you. Some hope, huh? A hope that I'm sure was lost on my new hire. We went to the next office and took the next blow. After each blow, the dutiful manager that I was, I encouraged the trainee, assuring her that a yes would eventually come. Not to worry, my sister. A yes is on its way. But by the ninth consecutive rejection, she was beginning to feel like Dustin Hoffman playing Willie Loman in the movie The Death of a Salesman, based on the sobering play by Arthur Miller. My response that the next cold call might be the one was based on the training and wisdom of the likes of Dale Carnegie and Zig Ziglar. Keep knocking, because 1 out of 10 will need what you have, and if you don't knock, they don't know you exist. You like, that's what she was saying. Yes, that's just good coaching, but I'm telling you, words are powerful. Yeah. Words are hurtful. Words are beyond, it's amazing.
Well, that's why you see a lot of books as it relates to the power of words, the power of positive speaking, because words bear so much weight. They have so much authority over what you perceive, your ability to be able to receive, and what you perceive about them. They carry a whole lot of weight. So with that's really good teaching, and it's amazing how you could experience everything that she's going through while you're talking about it. Because every person has experienced a no in their life, or they've experienced some type of rejection to the same capacity, which makes you feel like that there is no way that I can keep doing this. There is no possible way that I can see my, how can I, when everything seems like it's not going to give me a yes. I hear what you're saying. But how is it going to give me a yes? That's what I'm feeling, because I'm feeling her going down.
She's starting to scream. She's starting to fall. Mm-hmm. She's starting to, it's just not,
it's not going to happen, what's going on, you know, how is this going to, you know, make it, how are we going to get this done,
mm-hmm.
and at the end of the day, what you have to realize is that that illustration really enables us to see how words can help you succeed
yes.
and help you fail. And we get help at fail. I was very specific. We get help to fail, people. We don't just fail like, nobody help me. Yes, you get help to fail.
Okay, so what's the help to fail? The help to fail is them telling you no?
Yes. The words. You know, when you say no,
okay.
when I can't find somebody who can respond to, you know, it's like, you know, we have this passion about what we do in life, but then at the end of the moment, you're trying to figure out, is anybody else passionate about what you're doing?
Okay.
So when people respond to you and they don't say yes, they don't respond, then at the end of the day, you're left there standing wondering about your own passion.
This is true.
So when we talk about words help you succeed or they help you fail, you've got to understand, what are others really saying about you? How are they communicating about you? What are they saying about you that's going to help you succeed in your life? And so when I think about this, I often ask this question, have you allowed the words of others spoken to you or about you to hinder your success, growth, and sense of self?
Have you allowed, let's repeat that.
So have you allowed the words of others spoken to you or about you to hinder your success, growth, and sense of self?
Mm-hmm.
How have you allowed these words, words that you've spoken? Because I write in the book that I'm going to share, to share that words spoken to us can shape our future. They can be a critical change. So when we think about what are others saying, I'm saying is that when we know who we are,
mm-hmm.
when we define who we are, then others will reflect back to us who we say we are.
Mm.
You know, I was talking to a young lady, and the example is this. When you think about drama in your life, when you think about always hearing and getting into drama and you're talking to people, your friends, your relationships,
mm.
your family,
that's
everybody's
normal.
Just full of drama. It feels like, okay, this is just the way it's going to be. This is the
right.
way life has dealt me the hand, and it's just going to be this way. And we were talking about relationships, and I was saying, and they were talking, there were several women, and everybody was talking, and I was thinking to myself, I have never experienced this kind of drama. They were talking about, I mean, these some crazy relationships, how people have spoken to them, how they have, you know, it's like, what is it about me that would make people want to communicate to me like I am nothing, like I am crazy, like I am, why are people talking to me like this? Why am I consistently attracted to crazy people?
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, what are you saying? What are you doing? What are you demonstrating? What are you believing? How are you acting? What words are you speaking that will attract those kind of words? You know, oftentimes when you hear people, and I'm no expert at abuse or any of those things, but, you know, even when you're out in public, you know, and you see someone in a grocery store or a restaurant, and you see a couple communicating, or you see a parent talking to a child, you know, certain behavior, and they begin to just speak these crazy words. You're like, what in the world is wrong with these people?
Yeah.
Where are these words coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what this is about, is that when you don't define, you don't recognize who you are, or try to recreate what others have created, you'll continue to hear these kinds of words.
That's good.
So when I was a young girl, positive words of encouragement were deposited in me. So that's why I say either you try to recreate it, you got to come to a place, and many people will say, well, you know what, most people are in an environment, and that's just who they are, but we've seen over and over again from when people have rags to riches stories, how they were raised, that they lacked all things, that their parents were on drugs, they were on the street, they could have been prostitutes, they could have been anything, just crazy, you know, what we would call crazy. But in their world, it's normal.
Right.
And I'm just saying is that
Can we change? We absolutely can change when we come to that place where we recognize we want some different words.
Yes.
I don't want to hear this anymore.
Yes.
I don't want to, you know, look, don't speak that to me. I mean, we've seen it over and over again, especially when you come into the kingdom. I call them the cussing saints.
Mm-hmm.
When all the words they used to, you know, use was cussing words, and all of a sudden they're changing the vocabulary.
Yes.
They're changing the way they communicate. They're changing the way others communicate with them.
Yes.
And as a result, you start to see the words change. They begin to reshape, remodel, reposition their lives. And so when I was a young girl, one of the things that I'll share the story about how words shape.
Mm-hmm.
I was on TBN a few nights ago recording a future show, and Kirk Franklin and his wife Tammy were there,
mm-hmm.
and they were talking about marriage and relationship and raising your
mm-hmm.
children and calling individuals to be responsible for their children based on the words they spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirk said, he said, you know, you call these children that you're bad, you're you know, you just a bad boy. Oh, leave him alone. He's just bad. He likes baby's kids.
Right.
Or he's just a bad child, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, the reality is, I want to welcome guest 2391 to the show. You're loved and appreciated, and thanks for joining us. We're talking about what are others saying about you. And this is Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth. You can watch us live on Ustream.tv on Woman Act Now. But he was talking about, Kirk Franklin was talking about, those words you're speaking to that little boy.
Yes.
He says, you may be speaking to a boy, but he's hearing them as a man.
Yes, he is.
And I was like, okay, that's some good stuff.
Yes.
Because he was saying that when we speak words to our children, they may be children. He says, you've been called into this world not to raise children, but to raise future adults.
Yes.
Because they're going to be adults eventually. And if you don't recognize them, that when you begin to speak to them as children, that you're speaking to them, you're speaking to the woman, you're speaking to the man that will eventually speak to their children, to another man or a woman that they've been responsible for. He was saying that you've got to be so conscious of the words.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said said that, you know, it might have been Tammy who said, you know, what happens is we get stuck as adults because of words we heard when we were children.
Now, you know that's the truth. Because you have to, that is so true, Coach Anna. Because we have to, you get stuck and you do become immobilized until you are able to change or to start speaking words against those words that were negative words that were spoken to you when you were a child.
Absolutely.
But you have to work through, it's like a process that you have to get to find the right word to speak to that negative word.
Absolutely.
Because you're constantly searching, as you were talking about earlier, to define who you are. That is so important. That's the key thing. Because once you can define exactly who you are, every single word of who you are, and you can begin to work that out, it counteracts all of those negative words that were spoken against you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have something to fight against. Ooh, that's a bad child. No, ooh, I'm a good person. Ooh, I'm this, I'm that. Now you got something to fight against it. But you got to find it. And in the finding it, the finding, it's like a whole process, and you go through all these emotions and all this stuff. And
okay, Shauna. Well, you're going to make me, I'm trying to shut Shauna down. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Shauna, but what I'm trying to say, I want,
because she made me think of something.
Mm-hmm. When you said as a child,
mm-hmm.
you know, until you recognize and define who you are and start realizing that I'm not what everybody's saying about me, it made me think about my niece, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Mary is 13 years old. When she was 12, she had a teacher that she didn't get along well with.
Mm-hmm.
And her teacher said to her one day, she got angry with him. She says, you'll never amount to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Mary stood up and she says, you know what? You don't have a right to speak to me that way.
Yes.
Because I am something. You don't have a right to speak those words to me.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, since you spoke those words to me, I'm going to speak some words about you. She got up. She says, I'm leaving this room right now because you don't deserve to be a teacher. She was 12.
Mm-hmm.
She says, you do not deserve to be a teacher, and I'm going to the principal's office, and I'm going to report you because you should never, ever be able to teach again and speak these kinds of words to any other child.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, you know what happened with that people?
A 12-year-old.
12-year-old who understand, you know, the fruit don't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
You know, my people.
That's my people.
We be training up the little people, training them to be conscious, training them to act in their now, training them to stand up for who they are, training them to know that they are incredible young women.
Mm-hmm.
And so she went to the office, and the principal told the teacher to apologize to her. She went back into the room, and the lady was crying and everything and apologized to Mary and to the whole class.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you're absolutely right, Mary. I don't have a right to speak to you, to speak those words to you. The reason why Mary was able to stand up for herself,
because
she knows the power
of
words. She knows the power of a word spoken. You can't call me dumb. I may not write A's, make no A's, but you can't call me dumb.
Yeah.
I'm smart, I'm brilliant, and she don't make A's, okay? But you cannot, no matter what you say, you cannot put those words on Mary.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to take them. She's not going to receive them.
But when you were saying, until you understand, you don't even have an answer for those words.
No, you don't. Most young people would just sit there and just look at the person, but would never retaliate against the words spoken to them.
Yes.
So here's a little story that I write about in the book. You can get the book Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dreams. You can go to womanactnow.com. Consider being a member. We run a women's organization where we coach people to success and all of those things. So I want you to take a minute to go to Woman Act Now, get your book, go to Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, wherever you need to get this in your hand. This is a manual for your life, a manual. So when we talk about Woman Act Now, we want you to understand also is that when we think about words, we're composed of both body, spirit, and mind.
Mm-hmm.
But it is primarily the words that fuel our thoughts, our beliefs, and our feelings about ourselves. Words that are untamed, unbridled, and unfiltered by your mind can take root in your soul and convince you that you are the words spoken to you. And that's what I mean by Mary. Mary's like, no, I'm not receiving these words because what these are untamed, unbridled, and unfiltered words that I'm not going to allow to take root into my soul. So I want to welcome guest 2441 to the show. This is Coach Anna McCoy with my co-host, Ms. Shauna Stallworth. We're talking about what are others saying about me. You'll have to go back and listen to the show over because it is good. We're talking about these words spoken.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to share this story from my book, Woman Act Now. You can purchase it at womanactnow.com or Barnes & Noble. Go to your local bookstore and you can get it. It is a manual for your life.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about this little story, when I was a young girl, positive words of encouragement were deposited into me. I am convinced that one word in particular actually charted the course of my life. I grew up in Houston, Texas, and my fifth grade teacher was Miss Verna Jones. I loved school and I loved all my teachers, but Miss Jones was especially dear to me. I always appreciated the knowledge and commitment of teachers. They were role models who really cared about me. I can recall in detail each of my elementary school teachers. I remember specific moments of growth, nurturing, chastisement, and correction, and in spite of those times, I loved my teachers with my whole heart. Now, this story is really about a word spoken can be so powerful that it etches an indelible mark in the core of your being. Now, Ms. Jones had a way of helping her students embrace words. At the start of each school year, she asked her students to bring in a 5x7 portrait of themselves from a previous year. She then created a board bordered in a typical colorful classroom paper and covered with bright gold stars. We knew it was a special board. Now, that's all you had to do is get me to think I was going to win something. And I was on board for this, okay? That I was going to have my name in lights shining or something.
Right.
I was ready to be a
part
of it. So on the board were words that were unfamiliar to many of us. Miss Jones didn't teach the words first. Rather, she identified the students whose character she thought best exemplified each word, and that student came to represent the word he learned.
Oh,
now,
good.
Y'all get me, right? So she says, now let's just go ahead and do this, and we're going to put all these words on the board. I'm not going to give you the definitions of them. I will just watch your behavior to see which one of you demonstrate or exemplify that particular word.
What?
Now, Ms. Jones's method of reward was to post each of our pictures on the board for 1 month's time with the demonstrated word displayed in quotation marks above the picture. Some of the photo captions included most exuberant, most optimistic, most studious, most temperate. After a few months, those of us who had not yet been picked wondered whether our picture and corresponding word would be next. Will my picture represent the word chosen for this month? Each of us would begin to ask ourselves. We tried to be overly kind and considerate, focused, careful, or happy, all words we were familiar with and understood how to demonstrate in our actions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, these were words we didn't know anything about. But Ms. Jones, she was getting us ready. And I want to welcome our guests to the show. This is Coach Anna McCoy with my co-host, Shauna Stallworth. You're listening to Anna the Real McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio. And we're talking about words. What are others saying about us? And I'm sharing a story from the book, Woman Act Now. So we tried to be overly kind and considerate, focused, careful, or happy. All words we were familiar with and understood how to demonstrate in our actions.
Mm.
Every day, I grew more interested in that board, hoping that I was demonstrating the next word that Ms. Jones would choose so that I would be picked and my picture would be displayed. I guess this was an early indication that I wanted to see my name in light.
Mm-hmm.
So one day when Ms. Jones was changing that board, she stood at the front of the class and took the previous word, considerate, and then began to construct the new word, adding letters one by one to the board to spell V-E-R-S-A-T-I-L-E. Next, she placed a picture below the word versatile. And the picture was of me. I could hardly believe my eyes. By this time, several months had passed since the first day of school, and the 5x7 picture I had submitted was my school photo from third grade.
Oh.
I was in fifth grade by then. I was wearing a red dress with a rainbow band on the sleeve. I didn't like that picture at all, for it was on the day that my nanny Yvonne combed my hair for picture day. She didn't have much skill with hairstyling. She had no children of her own to practice on, and it showed. I had a crooked part down the center of my head. My two ponytails were completely askew. One went north and one went south, and I was grinning from ear to ear. Yet even though I didn't like the picture, the photo on that board was still me.
That's right.
It was still me. And you know what? After seeing that versatile was the word chosen to describe me, I thumbed feverishly through the dictionary to find its definition. I had no idea what that big word meant, but Miss Jones thought that it described me, and I had to know who she thought I was. The definition of versatile that I held on to as a fifth grader was well-rounded, able to do a lot of things easily and flexible. Every day that picture was on that board, and every day thereafter, I tried to demonstrate the fullness of that word. It has truly become the core of who I am today. So now I'd have to imagine, however, that being the wise person that she was, Ms. Jones probably chose words that didn't necessarily describe us at that moment, but would come to describe us in the future if we worked hard to develop the qualities they conveyed. So let me tell you, since my initial introduction to this term, I have truly worked on becoming more versatile. Today, as a result, I am more flexible when faced with the opinions and thoughts of others. Compromise comes easily to me. It was as if Ms. Jones sought to build our strengths through definition, anticipating the path that we would take in our lives. Versatility is one of the most important attributes I need in order to coach my growing number of clients. Miss Jones, if you're reading this book, many thanks to you. The words that you deposited in me frame the person I eventually became. And what's so amazing about this story, and we're talking about what are others saying about me? What words are they saying? And I'm telling you that, listen, we have to begin to define who we are. Early on in this program, I gave an assignment to create the spiritual ABCs of who you think you are. I shared a few of mine. Is that then what I mean by that? We're going through the process of the creative law of I am. I am. I have to create that. I am versatile. I have been versatile since I saw my name on the board. I mean, I can do everything, y'all. I'm a do-it-yourself kind of girl. I mean, I can do it all because I just do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I am living the word.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rhema inside of me. It's a part of who I am. And so when we define who we are, just like you said, when individuals don't know who they are, they don't know how to combat the negative words that they receive. So I want you to think about your spiritual ABCs. The creative law of I am, like for E, I'm eager, I'm energetic, I'm enthusiastic, I'm friendly, I'm God-fearing, I'm generous. These are all the things that I am.
Yeah.
Now, when I define who I am, and that's what I'm doing, then other people will begin to reflect to me who I think I am.
Mm.
And I love it when I hear words come back to me. When I'll say, oh, boy, their words came, that my words came back to me.
Mm.
From someone else who had an experience with me because I demonstrated enthusiasm, I demonstrated friendliness, I demonstrated my love for God, I demonstrated generosity. These words then come back to me because they say, you know, Anna, she's generous, she's kind, she's loving. She'll do whatever. She's approachable.
Mm.
Why? Because I define me, honey. You are not defining me.
Yes.
The only thing that you can do for me is to tell me what I've already defined. When I say I am generous, the only thing you can do is parrot me and say, you are generous.
Yes.
You cannot create my I am.
Mm.
There's no way you can do it for me.
That's
you can
good.
Only create your I am. And so when we're thinking that people have the power to create and to pour this stuff on us, to create and shape us, we better take our own power back and create our own I ams. And this is what are others saying about me. It has nothing to do with gossip, has nothing to do with your reputation,
right.
Has nothing to do with what you think other people think. This has to do with you taking control and taking your power back so that what others do say about me is just words coming back to me that I have already created from myself, that I was the creator of. It's no surprise when people say, you know, Anna, you are funny. I know I'm funny. I am funny. Do you hear what I'm saying? I am crazy. You don't have to tell me I'm crazy. I know I'm crazy. I know I'm a risk taker. I know that I'm willing to see the world as an opportunity. I know this is who I am. So when people say who I am because they simply recognize that I am demonstrating the I am in me.
That's right.
All you can do is say what? You are.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you are. Remember we had one of our dear friends, Dr. Rita Twiggs, with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just sharing all these different things with her,
and I
gave a WAN word of the day to talk about create your own I am. And I said, I am a genius.
Mm-hmm.
I am successful. I am brilliant. So that was the word of the day. Now, you know I'm the author of the word of the day, so it was coming from me, and people would assume this is Anna's I am, as she did. So she was spending a few hours with me, and we were going through some things, and I was sharing with her how to build her ministry, how to use social media, how to use the internet, and all these different things. And she began, after about 4 hours, I started to hear my words, what? Come back to me.
And as she, when she looked at me, she says, "You are genius. You are brilliant." And I just stopped and I looked at her before I said, "Thank you." I said, "Thank you for giving me my words back."
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me because she, bam, right in that moment, she caught the revelation
mm-hmm.
of the created law of I am. Is that when you begin to create and define who you are, that's why the exercise, the spiritual ABCs, the creative law of I am, that if you'll just take the time to go from A to Z, don't cheat, baby. Don't cheat, because it's going to make you pick up a dictionary, because I know you don't know what to say for X.
Mm-hmm.
X. I am.
I didn't get that far either.
Do you see what I'm saying? Don't get to X. You know what I chose for X is that I am not a xenophobic.
I have no idea what that means.
Okay, a xenophobic is a person who, they don't like people for whatever the reason. I like all people.
That's true.
Just the opposite. I am a xenophobic, that you know, I don't have a dislike for any type of people.
Okay.
That's what the word means. But some people will, because you're black, then I don't like you because you're Hispanic,
yeah.
I don't like you, and they choose based on characteristics
mm-hmm.
and what people are made of, how much money you might have, and they're called xenophobics, that they're what I choose not to be.
Mm-hmm.
I choose to love all people
mm-hmm.
is really what it's saying.
That's good.
I know it's kind of hard to when you get to X, just everybody use that. It's a great characteristic to have. Because I was doing my little research, I said, X. Oh, okay, I don't know what to use for X, but I'm telling you, you can use that one too. So when we think about the spiritual ABCs, you got to take time to sit here and define so that when you hear a word about yourself that you know is not true, you can immediately reject that word.
Mm-hmm.
You can immediately reject the word and replace it with something that you are.
Yeah.
Something that you have defined. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. That is not me. Who are you talking about? Anna's not a gossip. That wouldn't be me
mm-hmm.
because Anna is loyal. Anna is trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Anna is integral.
Mm-hmm.
So if you heard a message that Anna was gossiping about you, it is a lie.
Yes.
Because it's not who Anna is.
Yes.
So now, if it came from you, then we need to sit down and do some spiritual ABCs
yes.
for you. Because then you must be lying.
Yes.
You must be, you know, have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, we are creating our own I am. Oh, I'm excited, ladies. It's, you know, you're listening to Coach Anna. You're trying to maintain my enthusiasm and everything. Trying to hold myself together. And I want to encourage you to get our book, get my book, Woman Act Now. You will be empowered. You will be encouraged. You heard the story. And there's more to that. What do others say about me? And I believe we're in chapter 7. We want to encourage you to participate in our 15 minutes to destiny call. That's every Monday at 12 noon Central Standard Time. You'll need to go to Woman Act Now to find more information about that. But let me tell you, if you're listening, you don't have to be a woman. If you're a man and you're listening to me right now, I'm going to tell you, every Monday, you're going to be encouraged. You're going to hear some words that's going to get you out of the bed and get you
mm-hmm.
moving forward. You'll hear words that if you're already out of the bed and you're already running or skipping or hopping, you'll be doing it even faster.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kinds of words that you're going to hear. If you're in a place in your life where you haven't heard the right words, those are the words that you will hear. You will begin to hear words that will help you take your life to a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm.
We have not only the spoken word, we have the written word. Woman Act Now, the words here will stimulate you and challenge you. Not only that, I do a blog every single day, WAN Word of the Day, and that word will encourage you to be a person of a number of different characteristics. You'll be challenged when you hear the words. You'll be motivated into taking action. But again, you go to womanactnow.com. You can become a member of the organization. For example, one of the words of the day was intentional integrity. And intentional integrity is deciding how you will behave before a crisis arises that may cause you to compromise your character. Those are the kinds of words that you need to hear so that you can think about it
How will you behave? Have you created the values that will help you make the right decision in the right time? That's what intentional integrity is. It's not something that you do. Integrity is what covers all the characteristics of what you think you are.
Wow.
Because it's the thing that's going to hold you accountable to be able to demonstrate what you believe you are. So be intentional, be encouraged, and visit us at womanactnow.com. Get the book, and you'll hear from the coach every week on Mondays. You can talk back to me. You can call in on our radio program here on Blog Talk Radio. But we want you to have a great day. Follow us on Twitter. And you're going to hear all of the news where we might be. You can look up Woman Act Now and follow us on Twitter. If you need prayer, look up Pray Saints. We got prayer warriors, intercessors on call all the time. Just send that little tweet, I need prayer now. We're praying for you. So we want you to know you're loved and appreciated, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.